time working with children, I've seen them curious and wanting to connect with other people. And I've also seen children confused and sad when they can't. Can you imagine what it must be like to be a child today, looking at faces that don't smile, not being able to see someone's face, watching mom and dad feel scared? How many children are currently being abused and experiencing more violence? Are you prepared to put up with this? Because we aren't! When we look at people wearing masks, not only do we experience alienation, we also see a neutral face which activates our stress hormones because we can't decode them. It generates anxiety for babies seeing a mother with a neutral face, and it impairs their growth in the mirror neurons, which are essential to form to be able to feel empathy. What do you think a child without empathy grows up to be?
I was watching a video on YouTube with my daughter Luna. She's 11 now. And she likes to watch those 5-minute crafts. You learn like creative things in 5 minutes. And at one point I stopped the video and I said to my daughter, "What do you see when you look at the screen?" And she said, "Well, I see this really lovely girl and she's explaining me things." "What is she wearing?" I said. "She's wearing a t-shirt." "What's on the t-shirt?" "Hello Kitty." "And what is Hello Kitty wearing?" "A mouth mask." So my daughter is being desensitized for mouth masks. She's getting used to it because it's everywhere. And you know how the brain works? Pictures go straight into our unconscious brain. We are being brainwashed wherever we go. This is not humanity. We should stop this immediately. This is child abuse. And they really believe that they have to do this in order to keep us safe, because they are so loyal to us, our children. They want to keep us safe, and it's not their job. So we have to show them what it is to be courageous, so they can mirror that. We have to show them to be loving people, to help each other, to hold hands, to make jokes, to laugh, to make serotonin, to make endorphins, to make dopamines, to make oxytocin. We have to show them. They learn from us how it is to be humans.